produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Reverend Lydia Speaks, Radio Network USA World, produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way, Radio Network USA World.
Hello, and thank you for joining me once again on Rev. Lydia Speaks. I'm your host, Reverend Lydia Evans. This is a wonderful time. People enjoy February because everywhere you go is all these hearts and flowers, and people are talking about love and togetherness and oneness, stuff that we should be talking about all the time, but for some reason, February is Valentine's Day and hearts and flowers and Cupid. But they're going to do this in an effort to make you spend money that you may not even have in order to show someone how much you care. And I guarantee you there will be more diamonds and weddings planned than ever before, even in this challenging time. You know, love is the greatest healing power on earth. It's probably why we were created. I think it is why we were created. Because we are the extensions of the love of God. You can't even say you understand God if you have never experienced love on some level, because God is love. And to the extent that we embody this idea, we become that love. You see, love is a divine idea. Love overcomes hate, fear, doubt, and any other negative reasoning. We humans are addicted to love. And we have the need to feel this emotion at a soul deep level. There is nothing better than to love and to be loved in return. This is why we hear it, and it's always said at weddings that the two become one. Because love is the greatest of all. It seeks to be one with all that is. It seeks to unify us, not just with one another on a human level, but on a spiritual level. This is why the Master Jesus taught to love our neighbor as ourselves. It gets a little complicated when you're trying to love somebody that doesn't know how to love themselves. And without knowing that, how can you say you love someone else? How can you even pretend that you have the feelings towards someone else if you can't even have them towards yourself? It's why it becomes so vitally necessary to have a loving personal relationship with our Creator before we can think about saying that word to anyone else. Jesus taught that love and forgiveness go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. And when you find one, you will also find the other. Now, I mentioned that you need a personal relationship, that is, learning to be one with God. Or should I say, relearning or remembering, because we came here knowing. There are so many different forms of love. But what does it mean to be one with God? You see it in the Bible and in other holy writings. In the Bible, where it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." And when Jesus says, "I and my Father are one." Even in Hindu pantheon, it has one self-existent power. It's called Brahman. That is the source of all being. And enlightenment actually is reached when the observer recognizes all things are united. We are the observer. We escape the mundane thoughts, patterns of birth, life, and death to the extent that we realize that the soul is eternal, ever expanding in knowledge. It's pure love energy, and love energy never dies. It only changes and transmutes. That is, it comes from source, which is God. And in its living, it expresses that God in every aspect of it through us. And then it evolves or grows so large into an even greater form. And we call that transitioning, because when one transitions, we go back to that which we come. And when Jesus told his disciples, "The things that he does, we shall also do because he goes to the Father," he transmuted his energy. He transmuted everything that he was into his disciples. So there is no death. Energy changes form. It changed from Jesus to his disciples. But there is no death. There are so many different kinds of love. Phila love, this affectionate love, like between friends or family, where you share the same values and such as brotherly love. You have a very good friend. You think alike. You act alike. You begin to look alike if you're friends long enough. That's that type of love. And then you have that love. It's called storge. And that's like from a parent to a child. And it's rooted in the familiar, and it comes naturally. And then it grows deeper when you have moments spent together and you make memories. You ever have, those of us that are parents, you ever have the moment that you thought about something your child did? Now that kid is grown with kids of his own now. But in thinking back, you could think about something that that child did. And you can feel that same warmth, that same glow, that same acceptance and excitement that you did when the incident first happened. That's because memories roll deep. And every muscle, every nerve ending, every fiber of our body stores memory. some happy, some sad. And you have, of course, Eros. And that's the romantic love between man and woman, between a spouse, husband, wife. And I can understand that. But other than the agape love, which is the love of God and from God to you, and you, how you love others the way God would have you to love others, has nothing to do with sex, has nothing to do with romance. It has everything to do with loving the example of God that came through that person. Other than the agape love, I think the best love, they call it pragma. And that's a bonded love that matures over time. And when I think about that, I think about where I work. They have people that come in and walk. And you see all kinds of people, from little children to young people power walking to elderly people trying to get their exercise. And there is one couple. I watched them for weeks. They would come in, and he would be holding her hand, and in his other hand was her pocketbook. And they would walk very slowly. I'm telling you, they looked like they were strolling on their first date. And I often wondered why he was dragging her pocketbook. But then I realized they would walk a few laps, and then they would go down to the food court, and they'd get a snack or ice cream or something, and then they'd walk a little further. One day, I decided to speak to them as I was coming around the corner. And they were happy and smiling and cheerful. The lady's eyes danced. And they told me they had been married for 63 years. Now that in and of itself is a blessing. And he said, "I hold her pocketbook because she has everything in it. And it's her treat. She has to have her little wallet, and she has to buy them their snack. That's her treat for she and her husband." And that was like the highlight of their day. Their children were grown. Their grandchildren were grown. And they were just enjoying time together. And in 63 years, you had to have had ups and downs and sickness and health. But that love is a bonded love that grows deeper with time. Each time you experience something with another person, it draws you closer. And that friendship, that bond, gets so deep that all you can do is revel in it. That's the kind of love, the pragma love, the agape love that God has for us. And what he wishes is for us to draw closer to him, to have a personal relationship, to enjoy just basking. This kind of love, the love that you feel when you sit in the sun the first warm day after a hard winter, and that sun soaks into your bones and brings life back to your face, and you enjoy the warmth of it. Well, that warmth that you feel just tingling all inside of your body should be the warmth you feel when you sit down and say, "Good morning, Father. Thank you for letting me share this day. Thank you for being with me at every turn in my life." When you think back and you think of things that could have happened, that would have happened, but you know that you have a God that you serve that loves you and wants nothing but the best for you, that's love. I understand erotic love, and it has its place. But the love that is just there just because it wants to be, oh my goodness, it's deep, it's warming, and it can bring tears to your eyes when you think of it, the joy that wells up inside of you just knowing. There is an energy that is love itself that puts its all in all into you and wants nothing in return but a little intentional time. Just sit there. Just be with me. Just enjoy the fact that I have put life into your body and I want to live through you. I need to experience through you. Yes, I'm your creator. Yes, I know everything about you. And yes, I know what you're going to do before you do it. But I want you to bring yourself to me for yourself, by yourself, just because. And we can share all of those moments together. Now, if you want to tell me the meaning of love, then that's what you need to explain. When you're talking to people, when you're saying you love this, it's on levels. Well, I love cheese on some level. But that high intellectual feeling, yes, and I did put intellect and feeling together. Because when you know that this is true, thoughts manifest. And the thought of the fact that the God that created me, the very being that I am, the very lushness of life that he gave me, and all he wants is a little of my time. This energy should vibrate through you. And in doing so, it fills you to the brim. And when that happens, just like filling a teacup too full, it overflows. Now, wouldn't you rather have the love of God overflow out of you onto the people around you rather than hate, discouraging words, negativities of any kind? The more you sit in the presence of God, the more you share that love, the more you invite and allow that love to flow through you, in you, as you, the more will bubble over. And I'm telling you, it just takes over. There was an example that I did one time about the love of God. And I took an empty glass and I filled it with marbles. And it was full. And then I poured water into the glass, and that water found every crack and crevice between the marbles. So now, yeah, that glass is really full, isn't it? There's no room for anything else. And then I put red dye into that water. And it found its way all the way through, all the way through. It was nothing else, no more room. And then you remember something. There's also some oxygen in that. Because H2O, one of the things, is oxygen. So you see, there is never not room for love. There is never not room for you to say, I surrender and I give over to this love, and I want to be this love, and I want to share this love. Blessed to be a blessing. That's what I call it. And we can enjoy that. We can enjoy that each and every day, that we intentionally set time to be that thing. We're either human beings or we're human beings. Doings. And there's a big difference. Because as you know, when you're busy and you do, it's no time to just be. And it's nothing better than just being. I have to make myself come out of meditations a lot of times. I have to actually, at times, set a clock. I can drop into meditation for a couple of hours, because where I am, when I am there, there is nothing that can hurt me. I am in the lap of love. I am with my Creator, and my Creator and I are one, to the point that I don't want to leave. It's kind of a bummer to come back to what we call reality, because I prefer to think that the reality of my life is the feeling that I have when I'm at one with my Creator. But the challenge is to take that feeling and walk this earth in this time with all of the things that are here that we call problems and that we call stumbling blocks, and just use them as rungs of a ladder to get closer to the love that we want. Isn't it true that every time you have a problem, if you are a spiritual person, you go to source? Well, if you know to go to source, then wouldn't it be better to be ready? My father used to say, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So if we stay connected, we don't have to worry about how long it's going to take us to get connected, to solve this problem. The problem solves itself. And sometimes you don't really even realize that there was a problem until everything is over and you look back and say, oh, but for the love of God, so-and-so and so could have happened. I'm telling you that today is yours to create. Create the love. Create the brotherhood. Create the fellowship. Create your reality. Knowing that love conquers all. Love is all there is. And when you find this hatred, when you find things that are just so negative, that's the absence of love. Not the absence of the availability of love, because you can love yourself where you are and connect to your Creator, and your Creator is always there. God never leaves you. In the midst of any trial, He never leaves you. We have to learn to believe that. We have to know that. We have to bring that so much into your being that when something happens, your first thought is, okay, Father, how are we going to figure this one out? It's going to be really interesting to see how you bring me out of this, but I do know that you're going to do it. This is the kind of thought patterns that we should have. People say love is complicated. It's because you make it that way. Love is not complicated. Humanness is complicated. When we don't realize that all there is God, and all God is love. Today, make it your business to stop, reconnect, and find the beauty in wherever you are, anywhere you are, in your spiritual life, in your alive time, at work, at home. Find some beauty somewhere and live from that space of beauty. I have enjoyed our time together today, and I thank you for joining me on Rev. Lydia Speaks. And I will see you again soon. Thank you. Be blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.